Blog Talk Radio.
I look too good to be alone. Ooh. My house clean. My pool warm. Just shake.
Smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the East Wing and the West Wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I ain't playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart.
So if you're trying to lay in deep,
I'ma leave the
already. We have made it to Thursday, you guys. We're almost there to the weekend. Yay! I know we've had rough weeks. I know some people may have had a good entire week, but I know some of us had rough weeks, long days dealing with our job, dealing with people at our job, dealing with these children, you know. But hold on, parents, because, you know, school is almost back in. The kids are going back to school in a month. So all the parents out there is like, oh, Lord, I can't wait till the summer is over. You got a few more weeks maybe, and school has started. Okay, so let's jump right into this today. We're going to be about 15 minutes today. We're going to do a short session, and this is really going to be just like a reminder, and of course we got to throw in some motivation in there today. So give me about 15 minutes, you guys, and then we can move on. So today's title of what we're going to talk about today, today's topic is what hurt you really blessed you. Yes. So why this topic? You guys hear me say it all the time. I scroll through TikTok. You can find some really good and interesting things on TikTok, right? Like, and I know we find ourselves late at night, just before we go to bed and call it a night, we are on our phones and we are scrolling through our phones, and we can be on TikTok forever. So sometimes I got to tell myself, get your behind off of TikTok and go to bed. But anyway, I came across somebody's TikTok, and I just happened to listen like I normally do. And it was like that message was meant for me. So I listened to it over and over again, and I was just like, well, I'm going to take the message that you put out, and then I'm going to, in turn, give that message back out. So I couldn't think of his name. I think somebody else had tagged or posted or whatever. But if somebody hears it and they know where this came from, they know the person that did it, shout out to them. But we're going to, that's going to be the topic for today, what hurt you really blessed you. And I know sometimes we try to figure out why people hurt us, why people do the things that they do to us. And like we overthink it and we try to figure out, like, what did I do to deserve this, yada, yada, yada. But little do we know that sometimes things that are meant to destroy us and the things that our enemies try to do to tear us down, all they did was set us up to be blessed. They have no idea, right? So first off, we're going to go through, I'm going to give you about 6 reasons why people hurt us. We're going to do this very quickly, though. I'm going to give you about 6 reasons, and then I'm going to tie it up with something that I think is going to be great for motivation. All right, so let's jump right into this. 6 reasons why people might hurt you. The first reason is low empathy. Some people have low empathy, and this is actually coming from Psychology Today. So if you want to know where I'm getting some of my things from. I always put it in there like Elite Daily. I get things from them. Today we're kind of come from Psychology Today. So you guys can actually go and look it up. Google Psychology Today, and you guys can read further of what they have. They have more than six, but I'm going to just bring a few of them. But the first one is low empathy. Some people have low empathy for others. They have a hard time walking in someone else's shoes and cannot see other people's perspectives. They're actually unaware of the hurt that they cause to other people and don't know what thoughtless to not follow up a call regarding a sick relative, or that being flaky when it comes to meeting up causing deep hurt. Okay. Things that might hurt you might not hurt them, and they have a hard time identifying with alternative experiences. When you are on the receiving end of this with someone close, it can be unbelievable, frustrating. The good news is if it really does come down to a lack of understanding instead of maliciousness and your partner is willing to change, you can work on ways to improve communication and set grounds for ground rules for what is and what is not acceptable behavior on their part. Okay. Number two, self-dislike. When people don't like themselves, ooh, that's a big one, y'all. When people don't like themselves, no matter how good of a front that they put on, they are likely to project this self-dislike onto others. Particularly, it is the self-dislike stems from abusive behavior, which they have experienced in their past. They will engage in hurt behavior toward those people they love, and they will recycle that hurt on the people that they love or through their experience. They may be driven by desire to hurt you in the same way that they've been hurt, to bring you down and cause you pain in the same ways they have experienced it. If you are with someone who is driven to cause hurt because of self-dislike and you want to stay with them, they must go get help with their own issues. If they don't get this help, they'll keep on repeating the same patterns. Like, we already know that, right? People that don't try to deal with their hurt from their past or hurt period, all they do is pass it on, right? So anybody that comes through their past, they're going to project that hurt onto them, and they're going to hurt them no matter what. They might deep down love you, but because they're so hurt and they're so bitter that, you know, they don't know how to, right? A lot of times hurt people don't know how to love because they do not know how to love themselves because they were never shown the proper way to love, right? Low self-esteem. When people place a low value on themselves, which initially what low self-esteem is, they may be unaware of how hurtful their actions are to other people. Let's say it's your turn to host an event, and for Christmas it's important to you, your family do so, your mother, however, doesn't value herself and doesn't know how important it is, so she makes arrangements to visit your sister for the third time in a row. Your mother low self-esteem means that she has a very different perspective from you on how important your presence is, her presence is, and it causes you deep hurt in the process. If you suspect that your loved one doesn't place a high value on themselves, you can at least demonstrate them how important they are to you. Don't assume they know that. There's a lot I can attest to that, because there's a lot of times where in the past where I would not go to certain things because I didn't think that my presence was even wanted, and really had nothing to do with the people around me. It had everything to do with my low self-esteem, right? And things that I was holding on to, things that I was hurt from. So that caused me to act out in a certain way, right? Number four, they have an agenda. We know hurt people hurt people. Y'all already know hurt people will hurt people. And then a lot of times they have secret animosity against you, and they have an agenda. So when they have an agenda, often people hurt others unintentionally, but sometimes people deliberately set out to hurt others. If your partner puts you down in front of others, you may make her or him feel superior. If they criticize you, name call, or put down your achievements, it may make her or him feel like she has the power within the relationship. He or she may want you to be in a weakened position so that he or she can become dominant within the relationship and create a power imbalance, which is in their favor. Hurting others can be a part of a strategy to weaken you. We know a lot of people that do that are narcissistic behaviors. They will, that love bombing stage, and then when they get you and they have a hold tight on you, then they will start to break you down and just crush your whole little spirit. All that self-esteem that you thought you had, they will try to take it from you so that they can, in a sense, control your emotions and control your behavior, just overall control. Period, right? And so if you are definitely dealing with this aspect of it, somebody that has an agenda, I'm going to need you to unplug and I'm going to need you to run. If you become aware of that your partner is engaging in these types of behavior, it is important to raise these issues with your partner and to ask them to seek help. You should also seek help for yourself and may have to consider leaving the relationship. Yeah, I just said that. I need you to unplug and run. Mm-hmm. Just run. There's no closure needed. There's no reason to try to figure out why. I'm going to need you to unplug and I'm going to need you to run. Number five, they enjoy inflicting pain on others. Some people enjoy the process of hurting other people. Again, this is usually stemmed from the deeply disturbed and potentially abusive childhood. They may be acting out things which have taken place in their own life, this time with them as the abuser, and may experience a thrill from hurting you. Inflicting pain on you may be distraction from their own pain, a way of getting even for things which have happened to them, in a way to feel something deeply in a way which makes sense to them, given their past experiences. Tied into gaining control and weakening you, inflicting hurt can feel like a heady experience. As above, if your relationship with someone is like this, your partner needs help and you need to consider leaving. I will disagree. I don't think you need to consider leaving. I think you need to leave. I think you need to get out. I think you need to get away from there. There's nothing to decide. I need you to get out. Number six, they attracted you because you're easily hurt. Well, whew, that one right there, you guys, a lot of narcissistic people, they can seek out people that are vulnerable, just like a prey, you know, like the hunter seeks out their prey. I don't know what it is, that they are good at finding people and going after the people that can easily be hurt, easily be manipulated, easily be ruled over. Like, it's crazy. This can be a hard pill to swallow, but we don't choose people by accident. Some cautiously, we choose people who fit in with our unconsciousness, understanding of their world. And if your partner is someone who inflicts hurt on other people for all above reasons, they may have chosen you because they see you as someone who will respond appropriately to their behavior. Just as your partner might repeatedly attract people who he or she can hurt, you might be attracted to relationships in which you are hurt. If you grew up with a parent who has abusive towards you, whether emotionally or physically, you may be attracted to a partner who acts in the same way. Let's stop right there real quick. So that definitely can be true. There's a lot of people, like women that are abused or abandoned by their fathers or something like that, they usually seek out men trying to, I'm going to say replace, but try to find a father figure in the man that they are dating or they're choosing, if that makes sense. A lot of times they will go after people that's emotionally unavailable or people that are in a relationship already. For one of the reasons, I've heard some women say that they were hurt so many times that they don't want to emotionally connect with somebody that's available, so they'll go and they will have relationships, or lack thereof, with a married person. Or that we could take that further, why people say an abusive relationship. Well, my mom was in an abusive relationship, and this is what I seen growing up. And somehow in the back of their minds, like, they think that is normal behavior. All the while they're crying and not feeling good, and they know that what that other person is doing is hurting them, but it's like a normalcy to them because that's what they grew up around. And that's the biggest thing to fight and to work through, right? Not picking people that we've seen growing up and our moms or our fathers dated and things to that nature, so that we don't continue that that habit and continue that cycle within our families, right? We have to be more aware of what's going on and the people that we're choosing, not choosing them out of the hurt experiences that we have had, so that we can break these generational curses that our family has. Your mama was abused, and 9 times out of 10, her mother was abused, and 9 times out of 10, her mother was abused. So now you're just continuing that cycle and just keep going. Right, but that part is definitely true. Someone can only be hurtful to you if you're prepared to play your part. If you have a history of being in a relationship where someone is intentionally hurting you, you should seek out help for your own issues, right? I just said that. You need to seek some help. You need to go and talk to someone. You need to find some way to love yourself enough to understand that when somebody's intentionally hurting you physically, mentally, verbally, anything that is not of God, you need to love yourself enough to go and seek help. And if you have children, if you are a mother or a father, because men get abused too, men get hurt too, men need to go and talk to someone too at times. And so love yourself enough to seek out help, and that will only make you a better person, a better mother, a better father. And then that is a way to break these generational curses. Nobody deserves to be in a relationship with someone who hurts you. And we're not just talking about a husband and wife relationship. This could be a friendship, because that is a relationship. Anything that is dealing with someone that's trying to deliberately hurt you over and over again and using you as a personal punching bag, you do not deserve that at all, ever. And you already know what I'm about to say. Unplug. And run. If their actions are coming from a place of low empathy or low self-esteem, you may be able to work with them. You can't. That part, I'm sorry. If somebody is deliberately trying to hurt you, those are their intentions to hurt you. Like, they're sitting around thinking about how to get you, how to hurt you, how to destroy you. For me, this is just for me. You guys can agree to disagree. There is nothing you can do with that, because if they do it once, they're going to do it again. If you allow it to continue, there's no working with nobody with that. If their intentions are to hurt you, there's no way for you to work with that. You need to unplug and you need to run. As long as they accept responsibility for their actions, are willing to change. Willing to change and actually putting forth the effort to change are two different things. Anybody could be willing to do something, but if you don't actually take the steps to change and then do it in a positive way to where you're never going to do that again, because we can apologize, right? We can, I take responsibility for my action. Those words are easy to say out loud, but in action, are you really? Because if you're apologizing, you're taking accountability, hey, I hurt you, and I take accountability to that, and I am truly sorry. I truly apologize for what I did. For me, those words of apology don't mean anything if your actions don't follow suit with what you just said. I'm into actions. You need to show me, because the only way for you to show me that you really are apologetic for what you just did is by changed behavior. And I'm not meaning you change for a couple of weeks, because that's what that abusive behavior is. Somebody that says they are sorry for something, they'll change for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, but then when they feel comfortable that they got you again and that you're not going to go nowhere, and I can go back to that abusive behavior. Because now I know that he or she's not going nowhere, and I got them. I got them back. I love bomb them enough to make them comfortable to stay where I want them to be. But now that they're there and they're comfortable, I'm comfortable, now I can take that mask off and I can go back to my hurtful ways. So sometimes when people apologize, you be like, okay. But if their actions don't align with their apology, I'm going to need you to unplug and I'm going to need you to run. As long as they accept responsibility for their actions, they're willing to change. Working with someone who enjoys inflicting pain and who hurts you as a means to gain control can be far more challenging, and you should ensure that you receive the help, support you need to make a decision about whether to remain in this type of relationship. Okay, psychology today. I don't think... To the last part, I don't think that there is anything that you need to consider whether you're going to stay in this relationship. If somebody is intentionally hurting you, whether you are in a marriage, whether you are just in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, whether this is a friendship, a situationship, anything that you're dealing with a ship at the end, and they're intentionally hurting you, I don't think there's anything to decide on whether you're going to stay there and keep giving this person a chance, because we all know once you allow them to do it and then you continue to let them do it, they're going to keep doing it. That's like a child. If you keep letting them get the candy and eat the candy, but you're telling them after they ate 55,000 pieces of candy, now you're telling them to stop, 9 times out of 10, they're going to want to keep going. They're going to want to keep getting that candy. They're going to want to keep doing that because you allow them to keep doing it over and over again. And also, it's like, you know, you're letting your child talk back all the time. And then now that from the age of 3 to the age of 15, and now when they get to 15, now you're just tired of them talking back, and now you wanna hold down on them and being disrespectful to you. But all that time before, you allowed them to continue talking back and disrespecting you, and now all of a sudden, hey, they're supposed to just turn that switch off, but you kept allowing that behavior to continue. So as long as we allow the behavior to continue, they're going to do it. They're going to hurt you. They're going to take advantage of you. So there's nothing for me, in my opinion, there's nothing for me to decide. But we also need to remember, you guys, why we giving the example of why people might try to hurt you and why people attempt to do things to you, from the low self-esteem, the no empathy, to the hidden agendas, right? Because we see that a lot of times within our circle, which we call friends, right? You have people that's in your circle that really don't care for you and secretly are jealous of you. And it's not jealousy because of material things. I tell people this all the time. It's not that they're jealous over materialistic things. They could be jealous over your happiness. They could be jealous over your smile. They could be jealous over your joy. Things to that nature can also make people secretly hate you. But little do they know. And then this comes the encouraging part, right? Little do they know, for the people that are intentionally trying to hurt you, like, you may have had a job and they might have lied on you on your job to try to get you fired. And they probably did get you fired. But little did they know that what they did just set you up to be blessed. because now you went and got another job. You got a better job. You got a better paying job. You probably went for a job that didn't have benefits, and now you have health benefits, right? You, in turn, might have became their boss. You know, you feel me? So little do they know that hurt that they're trying to give you and what the things that they're trying to break you down and try to get to you, they just set you up to be blessed. And when I heard this person say this on TikTok, I was like, oh my goodness, that is exactly for me. Like, I went through that, but little did they know that you thought that you were doing something by trying to break me and get rid of me, but baby, all you did was bless me. When one door closes, a bigger door opens. You feel me? Like, you just allowed my other door and for me to walk through that door a lot faster, right? Because that door was waiting on me anyway. And so now you just allowed it to open up for me so I can go and get my blessing. So a lot of times we don't need to try to figure out why people try to hurt us. There's no explanation that needs to be given. So let people do what they going to do because your blessing is coming. Because God says, hey, I see what's going on. And a lot of times God will take you away from the situation and he will take you away from the people because he's heard conversation that you were not able to hear. He knew what was coming, but he in turn told you, don't worry about it, I got you. I'm going to take everything that somebody's trying to do to you, and I'm going to bless you. And a lot of times, God will bless you in front of the people that try to hurt you and try to destroy you. And y'all already know that saying, God will make your enemies your footstool. Yes, take it. That is the motivational ending to this, that when people try to hurt you, all they did was bless you. I got a better job. I got benefits. I'm in a better situation. I'm in a better atmosphere. Y'all stuck, and y'all trying to figure out how I'm sleeping that night. Because God said he got me. And if you're trying to wonder why, people be trying to figure that out all the time. And they will try to do things to you and sit back and try to watch you go down. Because secretly they're getting something out of it by watching you hurt and watching you have pain and afflict you with pain. But when that doesn't happen, and when they can't get you alone, they can't fight you alone because you got a calling on you that they can't touch. They will go recruit people to try to gang up and try to get you that way. But you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because you sat back and God said, I got you. Because what tried to hurt us really blessed us. Y'all can go to TikTok and y'all can find that for yourself. I'm going to post it on my Instagram. GSL_radio, so you guys can fully hear what he said. Some of it went over, some people said, but for the ones that got it, y'all got it. What hurt you really blessed you. So we're going to end it there. You guys go to me. If you guys want to have any updates or anything about the show, if you guys want to read further into anything that I put out from Elite Daily and Psychology Today, because that's where today came from, the 6 reasons why people might hurt you, Psychology Today. You guys can go and Google that and read further in what they are, if you guys really want to get in depth to it. But other than that, go to my website, gsltalk.com. I do know my website, gsltalk.com. Go to that website if you guys need any updates, if you guys want to interact in the show. Always, always, always while I am on air, 419-527-6776. You guys can definitely call in. But the conversation doesn't have to stop here. You guys can definitely come to my Instagram, GSL_radio. You guys can hit me there. Connect with me, blogtalkradio.com. facebook.com/GinaSheree. You guys can get me there. Spotify, you guys can reach out to me there. If you guys want to leave me an email, you guys know what to do. HostGinaSheree@gmail.com. You guys can connect with me there. Other than that, you guys have a beautiful Thursday. And until next time, you guys know where to find me every day from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com. This is your girl, Gina Sheree.